Well, hi again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Big Red Report. I am Josh Blumenthal, joined today by a hockey fixture in the city of Beaver Dam, a gentleman who was here for a little while, moved away, and now in the last couple years has come back, and that is Doug Kraft, the head high school hockey coach boys at Beaver Dam High School. Doug, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
You bet. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So we're going to talk a little bit about lacrosse, which you started here, you know, about 5-6 years ago, maybe a little longer. But let's talk a little bit about just kind of, you know, maybe elaborate a little bit for our listeners on your connection to Beaver Dam. And you know, as I said, you know, you've been at the high school for a little bit. Just kind of tell us more about Doug Kraft.
Yeah, I moved to Beaver Dam when I was, 12 years old, sixth grade, came from West Bend. I had been playing hockey in Beaver Dam for a number of years prior to that, and we made a lot of friends, so my family decided to move here permanently. Was here through high school, went to college at Northern Michigan University in the Upper Peninsula, and not to play hockey, just to study. Wasn't quite able to start coaching hockey right away, just because, like any young person getting into the professional world, I had to work a lot of nights and weekends, and it wasn't really a good fit or really good for the kids. So once I was able to land a job in my field that was Monday through Friday, I started coaching right away, and I've been coaching, I think, going into my 10th or 11th year now.
Nice. And have you always been the head coach at Beaver Dam, or did you start as an assistant?
So, well, I've done two branches at Beaver Dam. I coached with the youth hockey program for about 8 years, and I was an assistant coach my first year, and then I was an assistant coach and a head coach for a couple of years after that. Then I became just the head coach with the youth program. Shortly after that, I became a head coach with the youth program and an assistant coach at the high school program. And I was an assistant coach at the high school program for 4 years. Before I made a switch and got the head coaching job at Stoughton High School, which is about 45 minutes from Beaver Dam, but it was pretty close to where I was working at the time, so it was nice to just be able to go to that arena right after work and then make the drive home. And then I moved to St. Louis for about 2 years, and I was coaching there. I was coaching youth hockey in a town called St. Peter's, which is just outside of St. Louis. And I was about to take over the head coaching job at a school called Francis Howell Central in St. Louis as the opportunity for Beaver Dam came up. And so the groups really came together to make it work because we wanted to move back home, and the opportunity to coach at my alma mater was really big. The season hadn't started in St. Louis yet. So, you know, we made arrangements between all parties, and I ended up being able to come back.
Awesome. And I know over the years, and hopefully this year, we've had some players from Wayland in a co-op situation on a number of sports, but for our purposes here, boys hockey. And can you talk a little bit about, you know, in your tenures, your various tenures with the high school team, how have the Wayland students fit into the mix with Beaver Dam hockey?
Well, we have a lot of co-op schools in our program. Houstonsford, Horicon, Dodgeland, Wayland. So we try to provide an experience for all those kids that would be just like they're participating at, you know, the program in their own school. We are, you know, for lack of a better term, branded as Beaver Dam, and we're the host school for the co-op. But we don't set up any boundaries or barriers between which school a player attends. I think in my 5 years now with the high school program, we've had one player from Wayland, and I think in the 2 years that I was gone, there was maybe a couple. There weren't any last year, so I can't speak to it on a head coach's basis, Wayland in particular, but I know it's of my opinion that all the players on our team, they're on our team, it doesn't matter what grade they are, whether they're playing mostly varsity or junior varsity, or what school they're from.
That's awesome. Well, we certainly appreciate you know, having our kids join the you guys in on the sheet of ice over there. Let's fast forward a couple months here, and then we're going to go backwards a couple years. But let's fast forward. How, you know, it's still, you know, 2.5 months away, give or take, from the first time the puck will drop for you all in preseason. But how is the team looking this year out of the gate anyway?
Well, I'm excited for every hockey season. But I can say that we have some really good kids coming back, including three senior defensemen, which is, you know, pretty rare, including two captains and another player who's, you know, right up there in terms of status with the team. You know, whether they all end up playing defense this year or not is going to kind of depend on how things go when the season opens and where our needs lie. But we're a very veteran group on the back end. We're a little bit younger at forward. We got a number of kids that we're really hoping make that second year jump. Don't have many going into the third year, but we're going to really need those second year players to establish themselves this year. Now, we are a little bit unique this season in that out of our three goalies, whoever starts is going to be a rookie. We have one returning goalie who was the primary JV goalie last year and was on the bench for a couple games during the regular season. And then we have an incoming sophomore and an incoming freshman. So while we're going to be youthful in net, whoever that goalie is or those goalies are, they're going to be supported well by some upperclassmen from the blue line. So it's going to be interesting to see if you know, where players played last year ends up where they play this year. But our guys are typically open to being versatile and, you know, doing what's asked of them. And we typically at Beaver Dam don't have the deepest group of players in terms of pure numbers. So there are going to be spots and positions open, ready to be won and, you know, to be filled. So all of that stuff is really exciting. We feel like we have a really good shot in our conference. I think we stack up well with the teams that are in that conference. You know, it's always tough, but we don't feel like we're probably on the back end of that group now.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, good luck to you. As you and I have talked offline, I'm a big hockey guy. I used to work for the NHL, and a little fun fact, I have met Lord Stanley's Cup three separate times. And so, I mean, we're not like on a first name basis or anything. At least he doesn't call me, but I'm a big hockey guy. So I look forward to cheering you on, and hopefully we'll have some Whalen students there, but nonetheless, you know, I'll become a homer and root for Beaver Dam. So looking forward to it.
Quick question for you. When you were working in the NHL, did you get to see and touch the trophy because your program won it, or you just happened to be in the building?
The first time I was working for the Providence Bruins, American Hockey League, minor league affiliate of the Boston Bruins, for those that don't know, and the cup was just there doing a tour of New England. The second time was when I was working at the NHL, working in the NHL executive offices, and they had an end-of-the-year party, and they brought the Stanley Cup down from Toronto. And then the last time, there was a gentleman, and I can't remember the guy's name, who won the cup, and on his day that he got to keep the cup, he had brought it to Long Island, where I'm from, and a buddy of mine was invited to go meet it at the rink, and so I just met at the rink. So I've been able to touch it three times, and it's a really historical piece of equipment that, to me, is probably the most historic trophy in sports. So it's been neat, but no, it just was sort of a little bit of circumstance, a little bit of luck.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I actually, when I moved to St. Louis, it was the year that they won the Stanley Cup, and the company that my company contracts for, they brought it into their building one day because the arena is actually like right across the street, and they're a big sponsor of the Blues. So I did get to see it once and touch it myself very recently.
That's awesome. That's cool. We probably could talk about that for a while. But let's go back to 2014. June 21st, if you want to know the exact date, you were the creator of the Beaver Dam Lacrosse Association, and I know that you use Whalen's Fields, and you had some good numbers from what I've learned, and as many of you know or may not know, we at Whalen are trying to resurrect that with a Whalen spin to it. We're trying to add a team this spring, and so as we get set to do that, we're going to host a clinic for Beaver Dam and Columbus and Waupun and, you know, any other surrounding areas on October 2nd at our campus from 10 a.m. to 11:30 for first or eighth grade. We have all the sticks. We have the balls. We're just, you know, trying to make it as accessible as possible. And so we wanted to talk to you, Doug, because you've done what we're trying to do. And, you know, we've invited Beaver Dam community to come out as well. And so I just want to talk about, you know, let's go back to that June 2014. What was the impetus for you starting it? And how did you come up with the idea?
Yeah, well, you know, when hockey season ends, there's always a pretty big void in my life. And I wasn't necessarily personally interested in, you know, coaching baseball or some other sports that are offered in the spring and summer. And I'm really big on, you know, attending coaching clinics, trying to stay up with what's, you know, latest in terms of player development and, you know, cross-training, multi-sport athletes and all those situations are so important to a young athlete. And I was looking at, you know, what are the best cross sports for hockey players, just trying to make sure the players that are in my program are doing what they need to outside of the season without necessarily focusing in, especially at a young age, just at hockey. And, you know, the main sports, the established ones, at least in the area, are soccer and tennis for the most part. But I just kept reading and hearing that, you know, for me personally, lacrosse is the number one cross sport for hockey. And I know in other areas, a lot of the hockey players play lacrosse. And I feel like lacrosse is a lot like hockey in regards to the kids that play it. Just absolutely love it. You know, my experience with hockey players, I think they can play every sport a school or a city offers. And usually hockey is their favorite. Not always, but usually. And when I'm in communities that have lacrosse, and they don't have hockey, it's often the same thing, and the kids that do both get really dedicated to each, and they really help build them on both skills. And there was a gap in our community, just in general, of not offering a sport. And so during my investigation and wondering how I could get involved, I didn't even know at the time, but there are leagues and conferences that are very nearby, and they were a little bit starved for competition and really excited to grow the game. So they were very willing to discuss what our options would be, explain to me how their programs got started, the rapid growth of a lacrosse program that does get launched. At least, you know, when I kicked off that clinic, I believe it was the fastest growing sport in America, and still didn't have it in Beaver Dam, and we don't till to this day. So I just think there's an opportunity there for kids that either want to try a different sport or haven't found the right sport for them, or they want to be a multi-sport athlete to help them with other sports that they play, be outside, be active, just all those things. So I really put in some time, and there was a program nearby. Really the ones that helped me the most were Watertown and Kettle Moraine. They were very nearby. They were really interested in getting Beaver Dam into the fold of their conference. Very just proactive on promoting the sport. They invited me to all their board meetings. And we did everything we could. And, you know, as we talk, we can kind of discuss about the challenges that we had, because it didn't quite come to full fruition, but it was a great experience nonetheless. And one thing I learned about the lacrosse community is, you know, it's very supportive, and they're willing to help, and they got a real passion for the sport, and those are really the key indicators of success.
Well, let's move forward on that one, Doug. You talk about all the positives, and yes, I certainly concur, and it still is the fastest growing sport. What were some of the challenges that you ran into that'll help us to, you know, maybe leap over those or sidestep them?
Well, first and foremost, it's just not established, right? And so getting the message out there over and over, and you know, you can take that on yourself and do it yourself, which is what I did, but what you really need is some people that want to commit, and they're willing to help get the message out on a repeated basis. The second part was, for me personally, you know, we had a great turnout at the clinic. I utilized all my hockey resources, and the parents were really proactive, and the kids really wanted to check it out. So that made it easy, and we made it free. It might have been $10 with a free T-shirt, if I remember correctly. But the biggest challenge was that for most of the kids that showed up to the clinic and showed interest, they were already participating in other spring or summer sports, which made it difficult for them to commit to either switching or trying to do both. Mm-hmm. Now it's probably, you know, depending on the conference you're in, not something you can necessarily navigate around, other than possibly maybe being flexible with, you know, a primary sport or offering practices on different days of the week, maybe. But for us, we just had difficulty getting kids to commit. Now, when the kids were there, like a couple hours of each day of the clinic, they were absolutely ecstatic. And I think maybe if you would ask the kids, they might have been more interested in it. But getting the parents to understand, I think that, you know, it's going to be a solid program. It's going to be well supported. It's going to be coached with people that are either knowledgeable in sports or particularly lacrosse in general. And, you know, starting young, and getting that really young youth base that's going to grow with the program. I mean, those are all the things that need to be done, I think, for it to launch successfully.
Well, you know, I guess it's full circle a little bit, because we're, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, we're trying to add a lacrosse team this spring. It'll be a club team, so we don't want to detract from other sports. To your point, you know, we want to make kind of a weekend activity. And if we get three or four games in, we've been in touch with the Wisconsin Lacrosse Federation. We've been to their board meeting. And so we're going to look to host some of their meetings at our school. So we're really trying to make the central Wisconsin Beaver Dam area, if you will, not a lacrosse hub, but certainly a bigger hub than it is now, because there really is non-existent. So exciting to know full circle that we're going to be back on the fields that you all used, you know, 6-7 years ago. So that's exciting. Looking back on it, you know, I guess the question is, did it stop because your family moved away, or did something happen, or just kind of what was the impetus to have it stop? Because it looked like, from what I could tell on Facebook and talking to people in the Beaver Dam community, it sounds like it was, you know, fairly booming for, you know, a non-traditional sport in the area.
Yeah, the hard part was, it came down to the timing of, we were willing to move forward if we could even field one team. And at the time, a couple kids and families did commit, but it was not enough to commit to the conference. You know, looking back at it now, a number of years later, we could have maybe tried to work something out with schedules where kids maybe don't commit and, you know, they just come and play. I think the conference would have been open to that. I think when I was talking to them, they offered to maybe not necessarily not keep score, but, you know, fairness in the games, making sure that everybody plays. If there's levels involved, like in hockey, it's typically like an A team, a B team, a C team, you know, the equivalent in lacrosse. You don't necessarily participate right away at the highest level the first year or the first 2 years. You kind of ease into it sometimes. High school programs will do that too, where, you know, you'll play the JV level your first year, first 2 years, and, you know, graduate your way up to the higher competition. But really for us, tons of kids checked it out. They were smiling the whole time. They were running, playing lacrosse, learning, picking it up really fast too. But we just didn't have the numbers to even field that one team. And then at that point, just kind of fell off.
Gotcha. Well, let's bring it back present day. So as I mentioned, you know, we're trying to bring back a team, or I should say start a team. What are your thoughts on, you know, now that you're back in the community and hearing that somebody is trying to really pick up where you left off? And I think you left it in a good place, but just thoughts on Wayland trying to create a lacrosse team, and hopefully that spurs some excitement throughout the area.
Yeah, it's exciting to me. When I put it down, and actually, I think I was transitioning into high school hockey as well, which kind of added another wrinkle. It's just such a commitment to coach a high school hockey team. The fact that somebody picked it up and that you reached out to me based on something I did a number of years ago was really exciting. And I was excited about lacrosse then. I admittedly don't know as much about it as a lot of people, but the community is not necessarily knowledgeable on it either. So, you know, I think it's anytime you can bring something new, to a community, in particular to kids, and something that keeps them active and gives them an opportunity to find something that they might love and might be good at, or even just have fun with, especially, you know, today's day and age, we want to get kids outside. And the other part about it that really excites me is that, well, all the sports are great. They really are. There's something that's really exciting about hockey and lacrosse, and at the fast pace, you know, kids can be really engaged from the minute the game starts till the minute the game ends, and there's not a lot of downtime in those sports, and the things that happen so fast. So even as a spectator, at the youngest levels, there's just lots of action, lots of excitement. You know, I'm always willing to do whatever I can to help. And so I'm excited, and I'm really hopeful that you're able to take it across the finish line, and we have this conversation again in 5 years and say, my goodness, look at what happened.
Well, here's a promise, okay? And I want you to hold me to this because I'm going to bug you even if you don't remind me. When we have our first home game, it may be this spring, it may be next spring, you will be doing the ceremonial first face-off. Is that a deal on your end?
That's a deal.
All right. It'll be the championship game for hockey. We'll tell them to hold the buzzer. You'll run over here real quick. You'll do it. You'll run back. And, you know, it'll be a splendid day. So hopefully not 5 years on both of our ends.
That is true.
Awesome. Well, Doug, we're just about out of time here, but we always end our podcast with a fun question. And your fun question is, it's kind of a little bit of an intriguing one. And I'm really excited to hear what you're going to say. If you won $10 million and could only buy three things, a la Brewster's Millions, if for those of you that remember that movie, you could only buy three things, what would they be?
Yeah, that's a great question. So first and foremost, this one's boring, but I would have to do it. You know, pay off my house and my student loans, just get those out of the way. You know, you got the money, let's just take care of that. Second, that is a lot of money, and I'd want to do something for the community. So I would probably, as much as we love the Beaver Dam Family Center and the improvements that have gone into it, the place looks better than it ever has. You know, I'd like to be able to provide the community with two sheets of ice and a state-of-the-art facility so that the boys' team, the girls' team, the youth programs, and the figure skaters could really spread out a little bit and not necessarily have to share ice or make compromises on ice time quite as much as we currently do. So that would be number two. And then number three, on a selfish standpoint, I'd probably like to buy one Mustang of every generation that's been offered. Now, not every single one that's ever been made, but one of every generation. But that would also have to include me building a 6 to 7 car garage, which I don't really have the space for on my property, but I'd have to look into it if I had that many cars.
Well, you know, listen, just an idea, because I know you're going to win this $10 million. If you're going to upgrade the family, the ice center anyway, why not just put in some space for a garage too? So you kill two birds with one stone.
I suppose. They can park it right next to the Zamboni.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, that sounds good to me, and I appreciate you doing the correct thing to pay off all that stuff and get everyone situated, and then it's nice to hear the fun stuff you get as well. So I hope that not only do we see you at a clinic soon, but I hope that we see you arriving in a variety of Mustangs, one at a time. So and we're gonna be hosting our clinic again October 2nd from 10 a.m. to 11:30 on the South Campus, which is where our field house is. First through eighth grade, come try it, whether you've played, whether you haven't played. So sign up, Jay Blumenthal, JBLUMENTHAL at Wayland.org. And Doug, certainly if you're around that day and want to pop by, I'd love to have you join us. And if not, then we'll certainly have you down over at some point, hopefully in the spring, even if it's just to shake some hands and there won't be any babies there, but you can kiss some lacrosse sticks, I guess.
Absolutely. I'd love to see it. I hope we can make it work.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate it. And best of luck to you with the impending hockey season.
Great. Thanks, Josh. I appreciate that.
Awesome. For Doug Kraft, this is Josh Blumenthal signing off. And as always, be red hot.